We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Anna.
Anna, tell us something good.
So I am an administrator at a charter school in Buffalo, and we've been having a super hard time getting all of our kids connected. And we have an amazing group of teachers, and our teachers are to the point where they are literally going to kids' driveways to work with them.
Wow.
We're
just so proud of them, and our school's a family, and that just shows, it really is. I mean, we're so connected, and we're very proud of our teachers.
I love that, and you should be proud. That is something good. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
My daughter's, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
My daughter's graduating from eighth grade.
Boy, you survived middle school. Congratulations. Right. That in and of itself is a feat.
Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm. Girl. Those seventh grade girls can be so seventh grade girls, can't they?
The whole year and half of eight.
Yeah, exactly. And so she goes on to high school. Is she ready for the big jump?
She is, yeah.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. That's a big deal. Thanks for telling us something good. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is April. I talked to you guys on Monday.
Yes, April. Tell us something good.
Our salon opening went fantastic.
Yay! All right, so tell us what it's like inside on a day of work now.
We all have to wear face shields. We have all this PPE, like the common stuff. My only update is don't wear a bandana to come get your hair cut. We can't cut around the bandana.
If you're wearing it on your face as a mask?
Yes, it has to be looped around the ear because we have to be able to remove the loopholes when we cut around your ear.
Gotcha.
Okay, so how does it work with, as far as if someone comes in with a bandana, do you have a mask to give them if they need one, or are they out of luck?
Unfortunately, we do not.
So okay.
There is a sign on the door. There is a girl signing. Like last night when I worked reception, so I'm signing people in at the door, and I'm unfortunately turning people away if they don't have another mask. We give them an opportunity to come back if they can get one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, with it tied around your head, we can't cut all the hair, obviously. So. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. But that seems like opportunity. Add that in to sell masks, you know?
Yeah. It all
Why
went
not?
Great. Actually, some guy left us money for lunch on Saturday. He left us $50 to buy the mask. It's just the little things that mean so much to us. Like, we are so grateful for that.
Oh, I'm so happy. And there must be so much hair being swept up. Oh, my goodness.
Some people don't even look like themselves when they're leaving. It's insane.
Well, I'm glad it went well. That is something good. Thanks for calling. 644-9850. We're asking you to tell us something good. 8:50 is the time. Who's this?
Hi, this is Carly.
Hi, Carly. Tell us something good.
Sure. So my son is, and he's on the autism spectrum, and yesterday he wore his mask for the first time, so I'm excited about that.
Wow. What words did you use to communicate with him to help him understand, or what game did you play? What'd you do?
Well, you know what? We have a communication book, and we also have, like, it's just a book, you know, like, it's for him to read and understand, so he could, you know, look at the pictures and just understand visually, not just verbally. So it's like a picture book.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it says, you know, what is COVID? What, you know, what are germs? And just all that stuff, and why do we wear masks? And
So that's what we did. And the Summit Center has been doing a great job. That's who my son is affiliated with. So,
can you put into words for people that don't have autism as part of their life, what do you want them to know if they see your son out there wearing his mask or taking it off or having trouble with it? What do you want them to know?
Well, I don't take him out that often during COVID. This was our first time. So if in the future, this is our new normal. So in the future, I just ask them to ask me questions. Don't just assume I'm a bad parent or he's just being bad. Just ask me questions. Say, hey, you know, I want to ask you a question. Like, I love when people ask me questions. I love when people want to know more, and I love giving that information. So just ask me why.
Yeah. You know, I almost wish, especially with our beautiful children that are in the autism spectrum and they're just seeing and hearing things and processing it a little bit differently. I wish there was some kind of a little marker on the mask that would just extra care, like a little heart or something that would identify, hey, you know what? Extra love with this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's not like it's out there and it's screaming. You know, there's not, like, anything written on there, but something like that. You know how they had the blue pumpkins for some of them?
Yeah.
Actually, they use the blue pumpkins for children on the spectrum also. So something like that would be cool. That's a good idea.
That is. Tell me about a win you've had with your child recently.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he is making great strides, so I'm feeling fantastic about that, but He starts to understand, which I didn't think was possible. I thought, you know, it was just going to take a long time. And no, he caught on right away. No, there's germs. Mom, wear your mask. He reminds
me. Oh, good.
You know, put your mask on. And I said, Isaiah, do you want to go out to the store? And he's like, yeah. I said, well, put on your mask. Let's go. He did. Cool. And I was just, I lost it. I was like, okay, buddy, let's do it.
That's awesome.
Know?
Yay. Yeah. You know, that's such a win.
He's doing great. Yeah.
That's
good. It's a huge win, and he is a huge win. I mean,
yeah.
I wish I could just scream on top of a mountain to say how much I love him. So Isaiah, I love you, even though he's not listening.
Works for me. I love, you know what, Summit Center. How about Summit Center? Aren't they amazing?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I tell them all the time when my son was in the EAP program. Shout out to Dawn, Juliana, and Becky. So they were our EAP teachers, early autism program teachers. They were SIA teachers that came to our house. And I fell in love with them. I truly believe they fell in love with us. Like, they were part of the family for so long. Mm-hmm. And then we had to transition to, like, a preschool setting, and they transitioned with us, and then we phased out to a one-on-one teacher. Now he's in an integrated program, and he's actually going to attend West Seneca schools in the fall, hopefully. We'll see.
Good.
How that goes.
We need to monitor so carefully, because right now they're working on the school budgets, and so in terms of votes, it's going to be very important that we are paying attention to cuts, because we don't want to see those kind of programs having any kind of cuts, because our kids need all the help that they can get.
I got to tell you, the people at Summit,
I will make myself known. No cuts.
No cuts.
The people at Summit are some of the nicest, funnest, kindest, most loving people you'll ever deal with in your life. So a big applaud to them.
Yes, I've never met anybody like them. They're truly angels here on earth, and they deserve every ounce of support and love and just thanks for everything that they do.
Now, the question, what store did you go to and how was it?
Target.
What a shop, Target.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't our regular Target run. It was like, I bought toys I didn't have to buy. It was ridiculous. Like,
oh, no, that's important.
I bought my essentials that I needed, but I was like, you want this? You want this? Thanks for wearing the mask, Isaiah.
Exactly. Good.
Just rewarding him left and right. So
that's the way to do it. I just love going there and buying stuff I don't need. You know,
I think that's their business plan, Jan. I think that's the whole business model of Target. Is you come in for the one thing, you're lucky just to get the one thing you came in for, but you're leaving with a bunch of stuff.
Half the time I forget what I was going for. Mm-hmm. It is ridiculous, isn't it? Cool. Well, I'm glad you had a good outing, and that's a win. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, guys. You have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.